Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jijmyo Mehta with the news. The headlines. Union Minister Nirmala Sitharaman reinforces Center's commitment to development of the Northeast, launches various initiatives in Nagaland. In Bihar Assembly elections, NDA heading towards massive victory. Nagaland Chief Minister Nipyo Ryo congratulates NDA on securing people's mandate in Bihar elections. And Vice President CP Radhakrishnan says digital infrastructure driving technology-driven economy. And now the news in detail. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today carried out a series of engagements on the second day of her visit to Nagaland aimed at empowering local communities and boosting development. In Kipire, Ms. Sitharaman inaugurated the new Industrial Training Institute and handed over 9 lakh rupees as part of SBI CSR initiative to enhance skill development. Later, at a credit outreach program, she virtually inaugurated 9 bank branches across the Northeast and handed over sanction letters to beneficiaries of various central government schemes. At the event, loans totaling 28.02 crore rupees were disbursed to 350 beneficiaries. Addressing the event, the Union Minister highlighted the government's ongoing efforts to develop the Northeast, stressing its importance in India's growth trajectory.
You find 3,613 projects worth over 44,800 crores have been sanctioned in this region. 974 industrial units have been registered in the Northeast, and 10 new greenfield airports have been built in the last 11 years. 4,136 crores have been allotted for the development of hydro projects.
Underscoring the progress of financial inclusion programs, Ms. Sitharaman pointed to the reduction of unbanked villages in Nagaland from 1,143 in 2019 to just 15 today. She highlighted the growing economic empowerment in the region, particularly among women, through welfare and financial schemes. She also commended the region's rich cultural heritage and preservation of traditions.
Tradition here has been carefully preserved, carried forward proudly from one generation to the other. Nature holds a sacred place in the customs here. That's reflected in your folk songs, your folklore, and your daily life. It actually shows the deep harmony between the people and the environment.
Earlier, the minister flagged off vehicles sanctioned under Chief Minister's microfinance initiative, along with a mobile ATM van of Nagaland Rural Bank. She also visited the Anganwadi Center in Kipire and contributed 2 lakh rupees for its upgradation. Meanwhile, Ms. Sitharaman also interacted with Lakpati Didis and encouraged them to inspire other women across the country. Meanwhile, in Kohima, the finance minister launched SMART, Students Advancing Mindsets in AI, Robotics Technology and Digital Hardware Portal at Nialit this evening. The counting of votes is underway for all 243 assembly seats in Bihar and amid tight security. Trends available so far indicate that the National Democratic Alliance, NDA, is heading towards a landslide victory in the state assembly polls. The NDA has won 109 seats and leading in 93. RJD-led Mahagat Bandhan is trailing far behind, having won 15 seats and leading in 20. Others have won 5 seats and leading in 1. Among the winners are BJP candidate and Deputy Chief Minister Samrat Chowdhury. Mahagat Bandhan's Chief Ministerial candidate Tejas V. Prasad Yadav of RJD, who was initially trailing, made a turnaround and has been declared elected from Raghupur seat. Nagaland Chief Minister Nipyo Ryo has congratulated the NDA on securing the mandate of the people in the Bihar elections. In a social media post, Mr. Ryo said, "The outcome reflects the democratic will of the electorate and their confidence in the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Chief Minister of Bihar Nitish Kumar." Nagaland's Ikai Swile has been recognized for her exceptional contribution to the fisheries sector at the World Fisheries India 2025 held in Hyderabad recently. During the Fish Farmers Conclave held as part of the event, Ms. Ikai Swile was felicitated as a progressive fish farmer by the National Fisheries Development Board under the Ministry of Fisheries, Animal Husbandry and Dairying. Hailing from Paran District, Ms. Ikai Swile was honored for her efforts in driving community growth through fish farming. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Four individuals have been arrested in Wakha in connection with the alleged sexual assault of a 15-year-old girl. Superintendent of Police Wakha, T. Relo Aye, said the arrest follow a written complaint received on November 10 regarding the incident that occurred on November 4. The accused have been identified as Chumlan Thang Y. Hamtsoy, Zarentang R. Odio, Zuchan Bemo Felix and Kyotungo Yantan. The case has been registered under the Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita and the Protection of Children from Sexual Offences Act. During the investigation, another individual, Myuntongo Hamtsoy, was identified as an accomplice but is currently absconding. The victim is under the care of the Child Welfare Committee and police investigation is ongoing. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan has said India is rapidly emerging as a prosperous nation. Speaking at the inauguration of the 30th CII Partnership Summit 2025 in Visakhapatnam, he noted that India is on track to become the world's third largest economy and is growing as a major startup hub. The Vice President said digital infrastructure and e-governance are delivering faster services and helping build a technology-driven economy.
This is the right time for you to invest in the fastest growing economy of the world. You have come in the right time, you have come to the right place, you have come with the right ideas, that means the success is going to be yours.
Addressing the gathering, Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal said India is democratizing technology and strengthening free trade through global agreements. As India celebrates 150 years of Vande Mataram, the nation echoes with pride and nostalgia. The song that once stirred freedom now unites hearts again, reminding us that Vande Mataram is not just a melody, but the nation's enduring spirit. Today, our correspondent brings a report on year-long celebrations of the iconic song.
A commemorative stamp and coin have been released, along with exhibitions and films tracing the journey of Vande Mataram from Bankim Chandra Chatterjee's pen to the heart of a nation. Throughout the year, special programs and musical tributes will be broadcast on various platforms. A global music festival, tree plantation drives under Vande Mataram, salute to Mother Earth, patriotic murals on highways and cultural evenings at Indian missions and post worldwide will carry forward the message of unity and pride. Short films on Bankim Chandra's life and Vande Mataram's role in the freedom struggle will inspire the youth, bringing together the nation in a shared spirit of patriotism. These celebrations reaffirm the timeless relevance of Vande Mataram, a song that not only inspired the nation's freedom movement, but continues to shape its national identity. Kahir, Akashvani News, Kohima.
The 113th Infantry Battalion, T.A. Rajput, Dimapur, will hold a territorial army recruitment rally tomorrow for the positions of soldier, general duty, clerk and tradesman. The rally will begin at 4:30 a.m. at Bhagat Stadium, Rangapahar, Dimapur. Candidates aged 18 to 42 are eligible. The physical fitness test includes a 1,600-meter run in under 5 minutes 45 seconds and 6 pull-ups. The civil military team has encouraged eligible youth from Nagaland to participate in the recruitment rally. And in weather, northeast region of India is expected to experience shallow to moderate fog conditions during the next 5 days. In Nagaland, dry weather is likely across all states during the period. And to end the news, here are the headlines once again. Union Minister Nirmala Sitharaman reinforces Centre's commitment to development of the northeast, launches various initiatives in Nagaland. In Bihar Assembly elections, NDA heading towards massive victory. Nagaland Chief Minister Nipyo Ryo congratulates NDA on securing people's mandate in Bihar elections. And Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan says digital infrastructure driving technology-driven economy. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.